Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Bobby Jordan and Matt Hunter, here to talk about the Alaska Math and Science Conference, which is going to hit Sitka like a storm next week with hundreds of math and science educators from around the state. Really, it's over 100. Welcome to Morning Edition. Let's talk about this.
Good morning.
Well, you were telling me about 185 teachers from around the state, plus vendors, will be in town. This is a pretty big deal that Sitka is hosting this conference. How many times has it been held in Southeast Alaska?
This is the second time it's been held in Southeast. About 6 years ago, it was held in Juneau, and it has rotated around the state. The very first conference was held in Anchorage, and then it's held every other year. So this is the second time here.
2 years ago, it was in Anchorage.
And so this year, it's in Sitka. And was this a choice of yours? Are you excited by this?
Yes, we volunteered to do this.
You decided 2 years ago. Sitka will host. This is a pretty large gathering. It's October 23rd through 25th. Can you let us know what's going to happen?
Well, we'll have the conference start off on Friday, and there are over 100 different sessions or classes for teachers to go to. Sitka School District has Friday off. Students will not be there, but teachers have an in-service day. So most teachers will likely be attending the conference, and there's sessions for everyone, ranging from the new testing regimes that are coming to us from the state, as well as
teacher evaluation.
Yep.
Just the Common Core standards, the Alaska State standards, discussions of that. We have several people from the Department of Ed that will be presenting specifically on Friday so that they can hit a wider range of teachers rather than just the math and science teachers, because it is a district in service. So we have a wider variety of types of sessions on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday will be more focused on the math and the science.
And you'll have keynote speakers as well. Mm-hmm. So folks from the Department of Education will be here, as well as educators from around the state. And they really are coming from all over, aren't they?
Yes, there's quite a number coming from Hoonah. There's people from Barrow and out in the western parts of the state, people from Anchorage, around Southeast. There's teachers from Mount Edgecombe will be coming over on Friday and hopefully staying through the weekend. It's going to be quite an event. It's the premier math and science professional development for teachers in Alaska. It happens every 2 years. And if you're going to become a better teacher and network with other teachers, take classes on how to teach algebra, how to teach geometry. There's sessions. Some are put on by vendors explaining their curriculum. Others are by teachers who have developed cultural standards that they can work into mathematics. There's some teachers who have done programs with NASA and gone and studied ice and the glaciers using radar and stuff like that, and they'll be presenting those programs. There's one session I'm particularly interested in where teachers can get certified to get actual asteroids or sections of meteors and small pieces of the moon for their classroom. So it's my first year teaching astronomy. I'd love to have a chunk of the moon to show the students.
It sounds like this is an event that can really help reinvigorate teachers, too, because being a teacher is tough, isn't it? Especially in the climate that we're in right now. Were you ever concerned that districts wouldn't send teachers because of budget constraints?
We were a little concerned this summer with the budget issues that were going on in Juneau, and because school districts depend on state funding, at one point we contemplated possibly canceling, but decided to go ahead and move forward with it regardless. And that, because it is so essential for teachers to be able to get together and to talk and to share ideas. And so we decided to go ahead and continue.
And so you've been spending your time also trying to figure out where to put everybody. But it's very intentionally being held mid-October. You think this is a pretty good location for it. Why is that?
Well, we figured Alaska Day on one end and Whale Fest on the other end. And people are here. They're still, businesses are still open, and everybody is still pretty excited about what's going on. It's not quite the total end of tourist season, so we figured we had a better avenue for making connections. And we also, if folks, because we do have people that are coming up from the lower 48 also to present, that they could participate in Alaska Day activities if they wanted to, and then move into the Math Science Conference, or be part of the Math Science Conference and then move into Whale Fest activities. So, you know, it just seemed like a natural fit to, and usually the conference is held on Alaska Day, but in other parts of the state. So so we had to, you know, kind of sandwich it in between. And that has to do with grading, end of grading sessions in different districts and parent-teacher conferences and those types of things. So it very often falls on Alaska Day, or in the Alaska Day week anyway. So it was just we just pushed it back a little bit.
You know, Sitka parents are used to in-service days. Sometimes it feels like we have an awful lot of them. But I don't think we actually really think about the community of teachers that's out there in the district and in the state educating our children. And it seems to me like it would be a really welcome moment to be able to connect with folks who are doing what you're doing all over. Have you benefited from that in the past?
Definitely. I've attended a few different classes and conferences around the state, and every time it's wonderful to meet other teachers who are teaching the same subjects I am. At Mount Edgecombe, where I teach, and even at Sitka High School and other schools in Sitka, it's common for teachers to be the only person teaching that course, particularly if it's an advanced course. So I've spoken with other physics teachers. I'm the only physics teacher at Mount Edgecombe. I've worked with Rob Parsons at Sitka High. I had him as my teacher a few years ago, and it's wonderful to have other people who teach physics to talk to. It's so valuable, particularly to do it in person and have time to sit down between sessions or even go to a similar session and have a healthy discussion about how to teach Newton's laws, for example, or something like that. Otherwise, all of our communication is via email, phone calls, or even just looking at someone else's class website and trying to figure out how they're doing it to come up with ideas to make my classes better. So it's very rewarding from the classroom standpoint.
We're pretty encapsulated on a number of fronts in Alaska, but very rarely do we think of that in terms of education. Bobby, what have you gained from these conferences in the past?
Well, when I first started teaching a gazillion years ago, my mentor teacher was a very big advocate about going to conferences and participating. And he was very involved in a lot of the math innovation in the state of Oregon. And so that's where I kind of got my jump off point. And his philosophy was you beg, borrow, steal, and then you give back as well. Because it's all about sharing ideas. Because a textbook is just that. It's a textbook. It's not your curriculum. It's just a tool that you use. And then there's lots of other tools to bring in that you can add to your own personal toolkit in order to enrich a child's education. And kids learn differently. And so you're always looking for different ways to get those concepts across to kids. And being able to share those ideas and actually see them. It's one thing to read about it. It's something else to be in a room where somebody is going, and this is what I did, and this is how it all works, and to actually do it. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I can now take that back to my classroom and use that. And maybe, yeah, there's this section in the textbook that, you know, this is the concept I have to teach, but we're not going to do it the way the textbook does it. We're going to do it this way. And hopefully more students will understand the concept that way.
That sounds pretty empowering.
It is very, very empowering. And so I am one of those people that has often gone to conferences. And the sharing and the ability to share ideas is so phenomenal. And you just walk away and you're like, yeah, I'm ready to go back into the classroom and do it. So,
well, this is predominantly professional development conference, but homeschool parents, are they welcome as well? And members of the public in general, what would it take to attend one of these sessions?
Well, everyone's welcome who's interested in education. Our keynote addresses are free and open to the public, and those will take place at the Performing Arts Center. If people are interested, they can register for the conference. You don't have to be a teacher to register. Just go to www.amsc2015.org.
Right.
So that's amsc2015.org or Alaska Mass Science Conference 2015.
And you two have been working really hard on this for about 2 years, nonstop working on this. You can be glad when it's over.
I'll be relieved. Yeah. Hopefully very satisfied as well. I'm sure mm-hmm. we will be. We have so many people coming, great presenters, great keynote speakers. It's very exciting, and we are just two members of
a bigger team, because it takes a lot of people to put one of these on and to do a really good job. There's Lyle Sparrowgrove, Rebecca Himshute, Amanda Duvall, Cheryl Cooper from Delta Junction,
Janet Clark, Kevin
Gwynn.
Jack Davis has helped out some. He's a teacher at Edgecombe.
So, yeah, just we've got a good group of people that have really dived in and decided to make it their own and to go with it. And then there's also the support from the Alaska Council of Teachers of Mathematics and the Alaska Science Teachers Association, as well as the Department of Ed.
Okay. Well, so next week, Sitka will host for the first time the Alaska Math and Science Conference. You can expect easily 200 math and science educators from around the state and down south as well, flooding our streets. It'll be an exciting time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been speaking with Bobby Jordan and Matt Hunter about the upcoming Alaska Math and Science Conference.